Blog Talk Radio.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
One of you, you are listening to The Drive at 5 Live, and I am your weekly host, Patricia McDowell, from the great city of Yonkers. And each week, we will guide you through the road to a healthy and wealthy lifestyle with a holistic approach. Well, happy, happy Monday to each and every one of you. It is a beautiful day in the city of Yonkers. And I hope that you were able to enjoy yourselves in these last lazy, hazy days of summer. Well, we have an exciting show for you lined up for you today. But before I bring our guests on, I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about some of our sponsors on the show. And one of our sponsors, as you all know, is Avon. It's not your grandmother's company anymore. This is the company that puts mascara on lashes and food on tables, that fights wrinkles with one hand and breast cancer with the other, that knows the value of a perfect lip but still opens its mouth and speaks out against domestic violence and for women's financial independence. This is the company that not only brings beauty to doors, but also opens them. The company that supports 6 million representatives in over 100 countries. This is Avon. The company that for 125 years has stood for beauty, innovation, and optimism, and above all, for women. Avon began offering women the opportunity to be the CEOs of their own businesses and control their financial destiny. To become an Avon representative or to buy Avon products, call 914-447-1089. That's 914-447-1089. Do you know that Jewels by Elan is now on the World Wide Web? Yes, you can, and your girlfriends can go and take a peek on the website and browse from the leash of your office or from your home. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, you can call 914-512-8578. That's 914-512-8578 for a private showing. Or if you would like to host a beauty or jewelry party, you can visit their website at jewelsbyelan.com. That's jewelsbyelan.com. And another one of our sponsors is Lifestyle Dream Vacation. In the unique Dominican Republic, imagine a place with 1,000 miles of pristine beaches overlooking a crystalline turquoise sea, a place where the midday siesta is still a time-honored tradition, and the free-spirited merengue is the natural dance of choice, unhurried, unencumbered, and unbelievably liberating from everyday cares and stress. This is the lifestyle holiday vacation resort in the enchanting Dominican Republic, an all-inclusive vacation experience reserved with you in mind. You will enjoy the gourmet restaurant and the alfresco buffet dining, unwind at the private access beach club with the attentive services, experience live entertainment shows, beach party extravaganza, exciting casino life, and so much more. Add in world-class golf, water sports, and endless island adventures. This is the lifestyle you deserve. Visit their website at lifestyledreamvacation.com. That's lifestyledreamvacation.com. And you can always call upon NY Elite Travel to handle all of your travel needs. That's nyelitetravel.com, nyelitetravel.com, to handle all of your travel needs. So now we're ready to call upon our guests, and I'm so excited. We've been trying to make this happen for a while. So Dan, are you there? Oh, man, I think I clicked in. Hi, can you hear me? Dan?
Yes, this is Jane.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I hear something in the background.
I was listening to your show on the computer.
Oh, okay, I think you may have to turn that off because I can hear you.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so how are you doing? And tell everybody your full name. Tell everybody the name of the organization you're representing, and tell us a little bit about the organization.
Okay. My name is Jane Kershaw. I work for the Little Radisson Valley Perinatal Network, and I am currently promoting a wonderful program called Go Before You Show. The idea is we want to make sure that all young ladies out there get seen as soon as possible. If they suspect they're pregnant, they get seen right away. Let's see, it's a collaborative effort with the Westchester Department of Health and the Hudson Valley Region 211 Service.
And, as you know, this is the World Wide Web, and I was, to my surprise, I noticed that other communities outside of New York also have a similar program, either the same program or a similar program. Is that correct?
Yes, there are other communities. Yes. Right. Our focus at this time is the Westchester County, Dutchess, Rockland. This is the Lower Hudson Valley is our main focus.
Right, yes. And well, I'm just saying that in case people are interested in what you're hearing and they're not in your community, that they could certainly go to the website and seek out the branch that's closest to them. So
that is true. They can visit www.gobeforeyoushow.
Okay. Can you repeat it again?
www.gobeforeyoushow. If you add 914.com, that will give you we're Westchester, Lower Hudson Valley region. But there are other regions, and just putting in the base, Go Before You Show, you should be able to see the others.
So when they go on the website, I guess there will be a button for search locations, and that's where they put the 914?
What you do is you have to be specific in the address bar. I have www.gobeforeyoushow914.com, and each one has its own.
I see. And how important is this? why is it so important for teens to go before they show?
Well, what's important about it is that there are so many children who are born with illnesses that could have easily been picked up earlier had they been receiving the appropriate child care, prenatal care. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So the biggest concern that we have is that our research has shown that only 54% of women actually go to see a doctor within the first trimester, the first 12 weeks. And
well,
it's so important. Yes.
That's so unreal, I mean, considering the times in which we're living in.
Yes, it's very true. It was quite a surprise.
Why do you think that's the case? Because certainly, you know, there are affordable clinics and stuff out there that people can go to. Why aren't people doing that?
That's a good question, and one of the ways that we're trying to tackle that problem is by doing a lot of one-on-one outreach. We have outreach workers in different regions who are going to meet people and inside other organizations, you know, with you know, the local Y's, the hospitals, and we do presentations just to bring that awareness to people that this is something that you can address. And we have this wonderful service with the United Way 211 service, and it's comprehensive, to say the least. We can make sure that women can see a doctor right away. All she has to do is dial 211, and she will immediately be put in touch with a representative who will help her find a prenatal care provider within 5 miles of whatever address she gives. She can maintain her anonymity, which can be very important sometimes.
Yeah, yes. That's very, very, I'm glad you mentioned that. Who started this program? Who's the founder of Go Before You Show?
Go Before You Show came about through the Lower Hudson Valley Perinatal Network. Again, in response to the research, yes. And we wanted to make sure that we were able to, it was organized in 2004 by Maria Ferrari's Children's Hospital, and the March of Dimes was able to fund it at that time. So there came into being Lower Hudson Valley Perinatal Network, and they found this research very compelling based on 2007 was the data that we were looking at the time. And we found that 34% of Westchester infants were born to mothers who were Medicaid eligible. So, of course, our focus is on that particular population. And we have an extensive marketing campaign, as you know. In addition to the outreach workers, we have ambassadors where we go ahead and we sign people and organizations up who assist, who accept the responsibility to disseminate the information, to have it available and readily seen in their store shop windows and so forth. We also have educational presentations, as I mentioned earlier, that are conducted in communities. And then again, we use the media. We have the internet, telephone, radio, and cell phones. A woman can actually go before she shows by texting 313131.
I think I heard it on Kiss FM also, the radio advertisement for Go Before You Show. If somebody, say, for example, is a director of a YMCA, can they be an ambassador?
Oh, yes, of course. That's actually, we look to link up with as many of the local community-based organizations, in addition to reaching out to all of the local businesses as well. But, yes, anyone can be an ambassador. And they're all more than welcome. All they have to do is just make the commitment to just leave our materials out for display.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned there's an educational component. Will somebody from your office come down and help conduct a workshop?
Yes.
Can you do all the patients? How does that work?
We actually do presentations based upon, let's say, somebody at the YMCA, a director at the YMCA, has a youth group and is interested in having us come in and do presentations specifically about a particular area. We'll come in and we'll do a presentation around the subject matter that they'd like for us to address. Usually, it's prenatal care is the single most important thing that oftentimes gets overlooked by young people in particular, but it happens with older women too. We're not just a teen program. We're a program for all women of childbearing age.
I see. Which is good to know, because we just assume what age you happen to know what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do, and that's not necessarily the case.
Right. Oftentimes people I've heard have gotten very comfortable. Some of the stories that I've heard, they say, oh, I've had two others, everything was fine, so I'm not worried about it. And then, you know, the sad part is when they don't get that early prenatal care, they can miss things. And that's why it's so important to see a doctor as soon as possible. Because if there's a concern there that can be addressed, you know, either through nutrition or other interventions, it's better to know that sooner rather than later.
Now, are you able to or allowed to give an example of things that they may miss? They may miss things if they don't go and have the initial checkup or connection with a doctor.
Well, I mean, one of the things is just knowing what your gestational age is. You know, oftentimes a woman may not suspect she's pregnant. She'll kind of let things go. And, you know, next thing you know, she's going to see a doctor for the first time. She's 7 months pregnant.
Wow.
She said, oh, I noticed I was gaining weight, or I noticed this, but I didn't think anything of it. If you suspect, if you're active, go. It doesn't hurt. It's quite the opposite. It'll do you a lot of good.
What about the teens that are afraid? They know they're pregnant.
I'm sorry, what's that?
What happens to the teens how do you handle the teens that know that they are pregnant, but they're afraid to approach their families?
That aspect of it, what I can say is actually something all they have to do is dial 211. And from that point, everything is strictly confidential. So all the little details I'm not privy to. No one is. And that's
right.
Something that person will, when she picks up that phone and she makes that free phone call, she is going to get the best services possible. Our main concern when a woman is dialing for 211 is making sure she selects a prenatal care provider. That's first and foremost. She will be enrolled in health insurance if she doesn't have any. After that, she has to sign up for WIC. We want to make sure that she eats well.
Right,
so many issues can be avoided, you know, just by eating properly throughout your pregnancy. So we want to make sure that that's eliminated. That's not an issue. She will do fine. You know, from there, she has to go to each of her appointments. 211 has an incredible referral service. Should she require child care for other children that she may already have, they can make that available to her. If she needs transportation, they can help her with that too. It's all about servicing the needs.
Excellent. And I know your flyers are both in English and in Spanish, so if someone's not fluent in English, you have a Spanish interpreter or someone who can speak Spanish to the LA, right?
Yes. Our outreach workers are purposely, we look for those who are bilingual to ensure that we get the message out, so that should anyone have trouble reading the flyers, although we make a point of making sure that the lettering is pretty large, you have somebody who can explain it in both languages.
Yeah, the flyer is very, I like the flyer. In fact, I have the one you had given me a while back.
Mm-hmm.
With the 5 young ladies on the front and back cover. And when you do the presentation, do you bring young ladies in that have had experiences where they get talking really to their peers, someone they can relate to?
To my knowledge, we usually don't, unless somebody, should make that request.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a wide range of materials to share at our presentations to make them interesting and helpful. The most important part of the presentation is just providing the materials for a new mom to learn from. She needs all those materials, and this is a resource.
And for my listening audience, I know a lot of people in my audience and my listen to my show, they may be mothers themselves or grandmothers, but if they see someone in their community who may look like they're, pregnant, should they offer that information to them?
Oh, of course. Offer that information at any stage. Should they be further along, please feel free. Share. Again, our website address is www.gobeforeyoushow914.com, and there's a lot of information there available. All they really need to tell the young lady is dial 211 and mention Go Before You Show, and they'll immediately, the person on that line is immediately going to plug her into a whole network of services. First and foremost, she gets an appointment with a doctor.
Which is so important. I'm in government.
Mm-hmm.
And we see these programs come and the economy being the way it is. Who funds your program?
Our program is currently funded through New York State Department of Health via the Westchester County Department of Health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you also seeking out other agencies to help fund?
Oh, yes. We're always looking for partnerships. As it is, we have this collaborative effort with the Westchester County Department of Health, the Lower Hudson Valley Perinatal Network, and the Hudson Valley Region 211 Service. So starting with that, we're now moving on to reach out into other areas to provide additional funding for that.
To me, it seems like it's just a no-brainer to have agencies such as, like I said, the YWCA or the YMCA, and sometimes have young ladies come in for their different programs. But, Girl Scout, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think they have an obligation to bring a program to the members of their organization. So this as a preventive measure.
Yes. We also do presentations along those lines too. Preventive care. There are a lot of good organizations out there. Ours is really just very comprehensive in that we try to anticipate all of mom's needs and make sure that those needs are met. We're trying to eliminate the disparities that the research has shown.
Mm-hmm. What happened? Now, you said that the person, you get them a health care package and to get them involved with. What happens if the family happens to be financially okay? can you still assist the young mother through her journey of her pregnancy?
As far as I know, what we are focused on are those young women who are under the heading of presumptive eligibility. Usually they're underemployed or unemployed, which case they would require these services.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're clear with that for those who are listening.
But, you know, we do have something else that anyone can join, and that's the Text the Baby program. And that's a wonderful program as well.
Okay, talk a little bit about that if you can.
The Text the Baby program is really quite simple. That one, we talk about all a mom has to do is using her cell phone. She types in the number 511-411, and then for the message, she writes baby, B-A-B-Y, or bebe, B-E-B-E, for Spanish. And she will receive up to 3 text messages a week, and they're like little snippets of advice, things for her to look forward to as the pregnancy progresses, or if the baby's already born, things that she can look forward to or anticipate. And what's really great about that is she's getting the messages on her cell phone, and, you know, there goes that message that reminds her, oh, at 6 months, my baby should have 3 DPT shots. Well, let me double check with the doctor and make sure the immunizations are up to date. But things as simple as that, things that kind of help mom jog her memory and say, oh, yeah, I needed to double check on that.
Well, that's excellent. That really speaks to this young generation, because that's what they do. I don't think they look up these days. I see them. Everybody has their head down. The little fingers are going like a mile a minute. You know, they are the tech generation.
Yes, and that's exactly why we did that, because we know they're all texting. They may not answer the phone, but they are all texting. So we thought this program, as comprehensive as it is, also with the Go Before You Show, she can text to lock into that 211 service. Again, it's the text Go Before to 31-31-31, and immediately she'll be able to pick up somebody in the 211 service area who will text her back the questions that she would need to answer.
Wow. Can you provide that number again, that text number?
Sure. For the message, it's Go, G-O-B, 4, number 4, 2-31-31-31. That is the number she should be texting to. And from there on, 211 will help her get enrolled.
Wow. That is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Let me ask you a question. What is the effect on a program like this on a community?
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was the first part again?
What's the effect of a program like this in the community? If you get all the mothers, all the young mothers in one geographic location, and they're all now enrolled in this program, they're doing the right things in terms of their health, their baby's health, what's the effect, the overall effect?
Well, I can tell you that I've actually had the privilege of meeting 2 young women who were part of the Go Before You Show program in the prior year. And they had nothing but rave reviews for it. They said it helped them get seen on a regular basis. They would receive messages to remind them of their doctor's appointments. It ensured that they knew what questions to ask, because they were receiving little snippets of advice, the Text the Baby program. And it just made it so much easier not having to worry, how am I going to house my baby, feed my baby. All of these little things were easily put together, and they were able to be helped out through the United Way 211 referral service. It really is quite comprehensive, and all she has to do is let them know what her needs are. And her prenatal care provider will have a goodie bag of all the supplies she's going to need. A little baby bag with bottles and things that she's going to need for the first few months.
Now, what happens next? I don't know if you handle this, but what happens if, let's say, for example, a young lady learns that she's now pregnant, and she has to share this with her family, and then she's asked to leave the household.
I don't have any exact stories on that, but again, I can say the United Way 211 service, they also have shelter services, and they can help her find the housing. Yeah, she will not be left alone. And that's the whole idea behind these programs. It's giving mom everything, all the support she's going to need to help her. Because if she's alone, she needs to know that there's somebody out there who can, you know, tap her on the shoulder and say, need to do this next. And that's what that is. She'll get the little messages on her cell phone, and she'll know she's not completely alone, and she'll be able to take care of herself and her baby.
Mm-hmm. Which ultimately is the goal.
Yes. The goal is to make sure every healthy mom has a healthy baby. And you can only ensure that by making sure she sees a doctor on a regular basis.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think that what happens when you have more and more young ladies after, again, like in one geographical area, that, you know, they're making sure that, they're taking care of their needs, health-wise, and the baby's needs, that when that child is ready to go to school, this child can now, in all possibilities, able to concentrate. You know, mm-hmm. you may have a better student as a result of, having the proper care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You all know, it's very important to have proper nutrition in order to be able to function well on
Absolutely.
A daily basis. And that's the importance of the program, making sure she's enrolled in WIC and so forth, to make sure there's nothing we're missing. She's going to eat well, and that baby's going to be born healthy. And then, of course, there's the education about the breastfeeding also is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's milk is always the best milk.
Right, right. When you talk about these education about, you know, about how to make the choice of breastfeeding mm-hmm. and what that entails and what other education thing that you may have for the young ladies, do they come together in a classroom setting and with other expected moms and they sit down and learn all this, or is this handled one-on-one? Can you explain that a little bit?
Actually, I've been learning more about the program myself. There are other services that are provided. Excuse me. In some cases, there are actual home visits that take place.
Really?
Yes. Yes. And that's a separate referral. I don't have the information on that immediately right now. But, yes, there are actual home visiting programs.
Well, you might get some water, but that's excellent to know, because sometimes mothers may be overwhelmed and if we're talking about a certain income bracket, the accessibility to transportation or even just having the money for transportation, that may be a hardship and may be something that will prevent them from exploring a wonderful, wonderful program such as this program because they don't have the transportation. So knowing that there's some services that can be provided in the home is excellent, excellent.
Yes.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I got to say, I love this program. I love the simplicity of it and how it really does speak to young people, older women as well. And again, the idea of eliminating those barriers, those things that will hold mom back, is particularly important and worthwhile.
Yeah, it really is. And I think you said it when you were talking about briefly about one of the programs you explained, but you said that you want them to know that they're not alone. And
yes.
I think that's a very important message to be out there, that they're not alone.
Yes, yes. This is very true. I mean, think about a situation like you described yourself with a young girl whose family may not appreciate her situation and may not be very accepting. And that young woman would have to make a lot of choices. And
yeah.
choosing to take care of a baby means that she has a huge responsibility. And it can be rather daunting.
Yeah.
So it's really important that she knows she's not completely alone.
Right. And she also should also know that no matter what choices she makes in terms of the baby, whether she's going to be a mother who's going to keep the baby and raise it herself or give the baby up for adoption or have another family member in the household raise the child almost as their own, that they still have to take care of the baby during these initial stages. Is that correct?
That is very correct. It's vitally important to ensure the healthy outcome of both mom and baby. There's so many things that are easily screened early on now. I mean, you can find out as early as your first trimester whether or not you're having a boy or girl. If
wow.
predisposition for diabetes, things that can really do a lot of damage and can make babies sick, you know, we can find out all of these things, and the sooner we find out, the better, because then we can start tackling those concerns right away, and so that they don't become very serious concerns. They're very mild by the end of the pregnancy.
I remember when I was in college and I was taking up my major in my undergrad major was education industry with a minor in speech communication, because when I went ahead got my master's in speech pathology and radiology. And I remember when they talked about how important it was for mother, what the mother's intake was.
Right.
In terms of food intake and how that was, you know, even affected our child after the child was born, the child's choices in food and all that's just tied in. That whole connection is
right.
just, and I think that's what it is, the connection. That's all tied in. Yeah. You know, I hate to, oh, I'm sorry, don't say something?
I was just agreeing with you. It is very true. Everything that you have as a mom goes to your baby.
Yeah. I hate to bring this up, but sometimes, you know, this happens, and you find a mother to be who may be on drugs.
Mm.
And just because they're on drugs does not mean they cannot seek out a program like this. In fact,
no.
they're probably prime people to seek a program like this to get the proper help and you're on the right track.
That's exactly right. We want to make sure that there are no barriers to mom getting the help she needs to ensure both hers and her baby's health. Call United Way's 211 service, and there she can speak to a counselor who will give her all her options. All she has to do is tell them. Said, I saw Go Before You Show, and they'll immediately plug her into our network of services. And again, it is very comprehensive. Everything she needs will be addressed. And again, it all starts with getting her that first appointment to see a doctor.
Now, I can imagine that some young ladies are ashamed, embarrassed, because what has happened to them in their lives. Should they be embarrassed, number one? Number two, should they allow that to stop them from seeking help?
Be embarrassed, everyone's going to feel that, but that should never be a barrier. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has that moment where they just didn't think things through. There's nothing to be ashamed of. The only shame is if you do nothing about it, because now you have to face the consequences. And so let's see, let's get this help in so that we can deal with the consequences appropriately. You need the education. You need the information. You need the resources.
Absolutely.
You can't do it by yourself.
No.
We're here to help everyone.
And that temporary embarrassment will turn out to be a bundle of joy.
Yes, it will, especially for both mom and baby. If they are both healthy because they followed the program to the letter, they'll both be very happy.
Yes, I agree 100% on that. And the reason why I thought this was so important, that, you know, because I think that this message it needs to go. It really needs to go. I mean, I think people really need to know. I remember. God bless the dead. When my godson's mother, when she was pregnant, twice and didn't realize she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
You know, yeah, because she was, you know, she was kind of a stocky woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one baby she lost, and but the other one she was, you know, she had. So, you know, again, I think, you know, and this is one of the things this show, this radio show, really tries to promote, is to get people in tune with their bodies. Because if you're in tune with your body, if you know your body and listen to your body will talk to you. If you listen to your body will say something's going on. It says, hey, there's something different here. You know, and that difference can be the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm. That's why I always say, you don't have to know that you're pregnant. You don't even have to think it. All you have to do is suspect, you know, that little inkling. That's all you have to respond to. Dial 211, it costs you nothing. And it can save both you and baby.
And if you're not pregnant, so you move on, right?
Yes, that's right. There's no harm done.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. No how. Oh, boy. You know, you are. I guess what people would call a foot soldier, because I see you all over. I mean, you're everywhere. I go, and if I don't see you physically, I see you putting the. I see the posters and the trail that you left behind. So I hear the passion in your voice, and I see it in your face, and you're really working so. So hard to get this message out to the community, and I commend you for that. I really do. I really, really do commend you for that.
Well, I thank you. It's been honestly an honor for me. I've met many wonderful people.
Oh, I'm sure, and I just guess the reward is just the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping families.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it is.
And that's helping the next generation. So that's what you're doing. You're helping you're shaping the lives, helping and shaping the lives of the next generation.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Now, can you talk about the mission? Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say I'm just very glad that this program is available. I think it's a wonderful program, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. I'm very grateful to be able to promote this, because I agree, it's a wonderful program. It'll be great for the next generation.
Yes. Now, if someone lives in, say, Kentucky, and I'm just throwing it out there, and they don't have a show a Go Before You show program, can they buy how can you start one there in any community? And how does that work?
That sounds like a really good idea. Actually, our program was inspired by one that was started in California. So I do think it's quite possible to do so. I don't have all the details of how it all happened. I just know it was in response to the research, and they found this program in California that had been quite successful.
Really?
Yeah. And so this is, I guess you could say, like a mirror image of their program, an offshoot of that. And we made it our own to fit our needs. But, yes, I don't see the harm in anyone else doing that in another state. Of course, if there's a need out there, this is definitely the type of program you want to have because it's so comprehensive.
Yeah, I totally think it's a need. I was listening to, again, Kiss FM radio. I think it was last week, and it was the Michael Bazin show. That seemed to be the show that I seemed to catch. I seemed to be in the car at that particular time. And the show was on, you know, young mothers. And to my surprise, it was a young girl who had twins at the age of 9 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was another young lady who was, I think, 15. I don't know if she was older than 15, but she was also young. But she was the one who was there. She was actually in the hospital room with a young girl who was 9 with twins. And the girl who was 15, she was having a second child. So, obviously, these young girls are having babies young.
Right.
And they're getting pregnant young, and so you know they need to know where you know this type of thing, and this was one of the discussions on again Kiss FM on the morning show. Mm-hmm. They were debating when should sex ed be introduced in schools because you know children are having children, and.
Right.
And then somebody, you know, and then you, and it's almost not, you know, people say, oh, how shocking. But, you know, when you think about it, it really is not really shocking because, you know, people are living longer in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, years ago, their life expectancy wasn't as long. So people back, you know, I guess back in the age of the Wild Wild West, you know, people, it wasn't uncommon for people to have kids very young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had kids when they were in their, you know, as soon as they got out of puberty, they were having children because, you know, they didn't live as long. So it's such a great surprise that young ladies are having baby so young. It's just that because when you look at the whole picture in terms of life expectancy, that's when it sounds shocking.
This is very true. And again, our main concern is just making sure that mom has everything she needs. And again, it always starts with proper nutrition.
Right.
You know, being pregnant, it's very taxing on the body. And it's very important that both mom and baby get the appropriate nutrition.
Right, that's exactly right. You know, you and I, you mentioned WIC. And, you know, when we're talking about somebody who may be 9 years old, and they may not know what we're talking about, we talk about WIC. So can you explain what WIC is, or WIC program? Because we may have people who are listening who may not know what that is.
The WIC program is specially designed for women, infants, and children to get the appropriate sustenance. In other words, it's supplemental. Let's say if they are already receiving food stamps, they can also receive WIC. And what WIC does is it adds things like they receive checks and they get to add things like peanut butter, milk, juice, things that they may not ordinarily be able to afford on a limited budget. This supplements that.
And so you said they get a check for that.
Yes. Checks are accepted at just about every supermarket out there. A lot of grocers too accept WIC.
I see signs on grocery stores that says we accept WIC, and now when they are there restrictions. So when they, for example, somebody can have this check called the WIC, and do they have to spend up all the money at one time? Number one, and number two, what would stop them from buying like Good and Plenty candy?
Oh. yeah. Yeah, they can't do that. The chicks are very specific. They're specifically for, let's say you get one check. That one check says, with this check you will purchase peanut butter, milk, and let's say 2 gallons of milk, two 18-ounce containers of peanut butter, and one 5-block ounce of, let's say, cheddar cheese. And they're very specific, and each one is different. They're not necessarily the same. And again, the whole idea is to make sure that mom has additional food that she may not ordinarily be able to afford. And these are all the nutritional items that she's going to need to serve her body. Cereal. Again, these are things that are specific. And to be the person who's going to accept the WIC check, they have to have those items readily available.
Ah, I see. I didn't know that. Oh, okay. So you learn something new every day.
Mhm.
So that's very good. So not only is it the mother to be is getting the medical attention which she so desperately needs, but she also getting the nutritional needs met addressed as well.
Right. Right, which is, of course, as you well know, being an educator, very, very important. I mean, that's one of the things we learned about in school, right? You got to start your day with breakfast.
yes. Is there anything to deal with? I know you're dealing with the mother and her needs as nutritional needs and getting her on the right track. Do you also help mothers in terms of help them start to look at a career opportunity, which is where she could be, she can support her baby instead of being a dependent to a spouse?
That's not something that I am, connected with. However, the women that I'm meeting are usually plugged into some sort of network at some point. Like you said, the local Ys often have training programs. And so since we have those partnerships, we try to make sure that they have everything they need so they can further their education and be self-sustaining.
Well, that's very, very, very good. And I tell you, I can see you also reaching out to organizations like My Sister's Place and places where they deal with women and women's shelters. Because, you know, people get pregnant all the time or, you know, people flee a situation and they may take with them a teen that may be pregnant. And so these are other areas in which I can see you going into and offering this type of a program. So it's 5:53, so it's almost time for us to end the show. The hour goes by so quickly. Is there anything else you want to add that you think that my listeners should know during these last 6 minutes of the show?
Once again, my message is, should you even suspect you're pregnant, go before you show. Text go before to 313131 or visit our website, www.gobeforeyoushow914.com, or call United Way 211. Get some information. Find out how to take care of yourself. These are the ways to do it.
Excellent. Very, very good. And if you know someone or you suspect someone who is pregnant, whether it's a family member, a student in your class,
please
pass this information on, right?
Yes, please share the information. It's very, very important. We want to make sure every mom is able to be healthy and will be able to have a healthy baby as well. This is how we do it. Dial 211 so that you can get a hold of a counselor who can help you with all those concerns.
And one more time, give us that text information.
Go before to 313131 or visit our website, www.gobeforeyoushow914.com.
And they can be a part of the tech program even though they're not a part. Even if they're not, they're two separate things. They don't have to be in bulk to do the other.
You mean the text for baby?
Right, yeah.
That's easy enough. That's text baby to 511-411. Or in Spanish, bebé to 511-411. And they're all free messages, free services everywhere you go.
Very, very good. Well, it's time, so I'm going to close the show right now. And I just wanted to thank you so much for being a part of the show. You were so patient. We just kept missing each other in the very beginning. And then when we finally had the opportunity to both be online, then the button still doesn't appear. You know, I just kind of figured, I just kind of figured out where it's supposed to be, and then I kind of click in that space, and then it turns off the music. But through all the technical difficulties, we still managed to have the show, and it was a good show. And I know that, you know, my listening audience are very well informed as a result of this presentation today.
Okay, thank you so very much. The pleasure was all mine.
Okay, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in the community doing what you do best. Keep the people informed.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. Yes, me.